Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm
going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Sorry, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Carolina Pliskova is in her sixth season.
Is it too early
as
to
a
get
top
coffees,
10.
Do you reckon?
Another curve for Sam Gong.
And Choices Flooring Spaces for Living catalogue sale is now on.
Come on, Sammy.
Can we get away? We've got one more go of it in isolation, have you? Just to get us through the Saturday.
Another curve for Sam Gong.
And he threw to an ad break, didn't realise he'd done it.
Choices Flooring Spaces for Living catalogue sale is now on. Pixie, the mighty team at Choices Flooring, and the floor is yours.
G'day. Let's start off with the things people do to have a chat in Midday Madness with the pipe.
G'day, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, sorry, it's just I've got to be a bit quiet because I'm hiding in the roof at work. I don't want the boss to hear me. I was at a game on the weekend.
He's hiding in the roof at work, ringing the pipe.
Funny.
Now, he's known to repeat himself from time to time,
what's
the pipe.
What's that?
You know what I said. But is this a bit excessive? And see if you can pick up the word that he seems to be infatuated with in this discussion he had with Derm.
Hey, Duane, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited about another great weekend of footy starting tonight. Should be a ripper tonight. Who wins tonight? Should we start with tonight?
Okay, let's start with tonight.
One more go. See if you can catch the word tonight.
Hey, Duane, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm pretty excited about another great weekend of footy starting tonight. Should be a ripper tonight. Who wins tonight? Should we start with tonight?
Very good.
He's excited about tonight.
He got very excited about Sam Powell, who?
Stayed in the field of play. Sam Powell Pecker bounced on it.
Oh, Pecker himself. Yeah. Now, the duck doesn't like criticism, the big duck. Dylan Buckley and Dan Gorringe must have had a little whack at old mate Duck, and he wasn't...
And he squared up.
Yeah, he squared up big time here.
Jimmy Buckley that played for the Blues. So imagine how disappointed he is with his son Dylan, who didn't actually end up Jimmy would be disappointed, I reckon, in Dylan. Like I said, and then the other guy who...
Daniel Gorringe.
Didn't know his name, but it's just great to get a mention from two guys that pretty much failed at what they have tried to do.
The war. He's not missing many of the duck.
Then he did back down a bit.
They're good guys. Yeah. They're okay with their podcast. Yeah. But it's I don't think he'd be taking on the old duck. Old Scuba here thought there was a player that was pretty stiff to miss out on the World Test Championship.
To think that India didn't have Ravi Ashwin.
Yep.
Ravi Ashwin, I think it would be. Now, North Melbourne, some quality young talent. They've caught Jared Healy's attention.
Connor Callum Jones.
Yes, okay. Just when we thought the Chompers gag had run its race, Dylan Moore, just from nowhere this came out last week.
Oh, terrific stuff, mate. Enjoy your break and you're welcome here anytime.
Thanks, Chompers. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
It was just going beautifully, that interview. And then at the end, Dylan just gone back.
That was gold.
Now, Miles Fitzner is in the hot seat for Gareth Hall this week. Off to a great start on Monday when he was 15 minutes late for the show and Jacko had to host for a start. And this is how it went down.
On the other side of the newsroom, Wayne Hall is in the hot seat for the means test
Wayne
on a
Hall.
Monday.
Wayne Hall.
Wayne Hawks.
Going well. You don't even know my name. It's just you and me here.
Wayne Hall. Okay. Speaking of Wayne Hall, David Attenborough?
Layman terms, there's not much grows in Antarctica besides polar bears.
Yeah.
And that is a fact. No, it is. Penguins and polar bears. Yeah. And
well, did a bit of Googling. Polar bears aren't there, according to old mate Jacko out the back. Anyway, and I don't think they grow polar bears. I don't think they grow them. What about Tags? He got a bit carried away last week. Yeah, the live audience always gets him a bit carried away. Listen to this famous saying that he used.
The Scott Bale Palmy's going off like a sock in a frog.
He's going off like a sock in a frog.
We have one more go on that.
Yep.
The Scott Bale Palmy's going off like a sock in a frog.
They were very funny, those boys, last week. Yeah. They did a good job, actually.
Yeah, I did.
Now, mid-season recruit Quinton Narkle stepped out for Port Adelaide on Thursday night. Kane.
The big news is that Quinton Narkle is going to make his debut for Port Adelaide after being picked up in the mid-season draft. He played 41 games for Collingwood. He plays against Collingwood tonight.
I don't know where he got Collingwood from. He played for Geelong, and he was playing against Geelong that night, and he played all right, too. Much to the chagrin of the Cats fans. Okay, this was a bit awkward. Matt Stewart interviewing young trainer Aaron Lang.
I thought, I better go to his stable information on Facebook, and these are a few little excerpts. It's actually hilarious what you've done here.
I actually don't know where that part's come from. I'm not sure whether that might not even be our page. I can't remember that one. That might be someone else's, maybe.
Hang on a minute. Matt. I've got the wrong stable profile.
The wrong stable profile up, Matt. Come on.
What was that on? What station?
The ends. RSNs. When you talk as much as Hawksy, Wayne Hawks, so you're bound to get a word wrong every now and then.
Yeah. When they're working out all their theories and hypotheses and all that sort of stuff.
Not bad. J-Bond, don't go quitting your day job, son.
American Pie drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee was dry.
Actually, them good old sick. Boys. That's the worst part. A bit like someone else I know.
Oh, here we go.
Nothing can beat me if somebody care. Treat down on my time. Oh, I take a step back and see it's in a.
Vomit material. Anyway, tags this morning. Have a listen to tags here, talking about the golf.
Rory's, he's about 8 under. He's going along all right.
He's there to poise, or is he poised to strike? Which one was it, tags? A touch of Soros time, actually.
On Off the Bench, it's time to consult the Hutchosaurus.
You had a close call today. Lucky I found some Palmolive.
I'm the last of the philanthropists.
I have the new barbecue.
And on 11-18, Rocky? Is it Rocky or Rake?
This is one for you to add this week, Hutch. Off the sounding board.
So the Labor Party until this point had been Squeaky Queen.
Squeaky Queen?
Yep.
Which is a bit of a lethal there.
That's a queen with a high-pitched voice.
Give me one more.
So the Labor Party until this point had been Squeaky Queen.
I know you got one for me.
Yeah, this was you last week. Yes. Terrible.
Doesn't go in here, though. Unsufferable. Yeah, and then I said, I think it's insufferable, actually. Yep.